Perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines their response to life itself and all it entails. So, we are your hosts today, Beulah and the lovely
Dineo. Hey guys, hey.
How are you all? We hope that you are doing absolutely wonderful. In the southern hemisphere, it is slightly turning into spring. There is a delight and a joy of existence again.
Ooh.
There's warmth in the atmosphere, guys.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah. A lot, hey?
It's a lot.
A lot is happening.
A lot is happening.
Yes.
But what is our topic for today?
So our topic for today is finding meaningful work.
Very interesting. And so we're going to leave you on a cliffhanger right there and go into our first song. And
yes,
we'll
please.
Be right back with our first song, Elevation Worship, Give Me Faith. Enjoy.
Joy.
May fail.
longer I know. My God, you never will. You're the good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. This is who you are. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Righteous, yeah. You're my strong tower. You're my provider. Your name always, 'cause you kept me when nobody else would. Oh, yeah, so I love you, Lord. Ooh, and forever I will sing it. Forever I will sing, holy, holy, yeah. Are you worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy, yes. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy. Tower is the Lamb. Yeah, I bless your holy name. No, oh.
So, what is meaningful work?
In my opinion,
yes,
I would think any work, whether it's paid voluntarily or however way, that a person is actually passionate of doing.
Interesting. So it requires passion in order to be meaningful.
To me, well, not really. Because then sometimes some people end up doing a job that they are not passionate of, but yeah, for other reasons.
Yeah. And I think that's part of what we'll discuss today.
Yes.
So you're saying meaningful work or work in specific, maybe let's break that down.
Yeah.
Must work be paid for in order for it to be qualified as work? So do you require a salary for work?
Not really.
Okay.
You know? Not really. Example?
Yes.
Me, today.
Oh, wow.
Where I am, yes, you know?
All right.
It's actually a good, meaningful work to me, yeah, you know, because then I'm passionate about it, you, yeah, know, whether there's income or not,
yeah,
but I'm just enjoying whatever that I'm doing.
Yeah. And it has, so does it go back to it requiring purpose behind it? So should we only do, and I think we'll go into this about what kind of jobs there are as highest paying jobs, and what you find out in a lot of those jobs is people don't necessarily enjoy them.
Actually.
And a lot of the time, yes, I think I saw a statistic yesterday on the fact that the highest percentage of divorce rates are amongst bartenders and lawyers. Generally, I think it's around 50%. People like split up their marriages because of that work that consumes their life. But do you have maybe a couple examples of the highest paying jobs?
So here I see they have written number one. They say number one, hey, these people, they are earning 98%. It's a median paying of $46,000.
Okay. So $46,000 a month.
Yes.
And okay, what kind of work is that?
It's clerical.
A clergy.
Yes, clergy.
But a clergy, I'm not familiar that a clergy is the highest paying job.
Actually, here it's been listed as number one.
Oh, dear.
Okay. And number two, it's English language literature teachers.
Mm.
Okay, off with 43,600. And then number three, it's directors.
Okay.
Okay, and then surgeons, and then educators, and then radiations, which are your therapists now.
Mm.
And then you have, I don't know how to pronounce this word, but I think, excuse my pronunciation, guys, but I think it's chiropractors.
Oh, chiropractor.
Chiropractors.
Yeah. So those people who deal with, bones, alleviating stress and tension. Yes.
And then you've got your psychiatrists.
Interesting.
And
what?
Yeah.
Is it specifically in America that these are listed?
It looks like it. Yes. Right. Actually, yes.
Because I found a couple of other websites where they said that anesthesiologists make $208,000 a month. Mm. Surgeons come up to $208,000 as well.
Mm.
Obstetricians and gynecologists also $208,000. Oh, this is probably per year, I suspect. Then you've got your orthodontist at the same rate, oral and maxillofacial surgeon.
Mm.
Then you've got your physician and then psychiatrist. So it's mostly in like the medical field where you get
it. And I found it higher.
I found it interesting that you said clergy first, because on many websites where they're talking about most meaningful work, clergy is the first one.
Is it?
Yeah. So
yes.
Clergy obviously referring to someone who works in, you know, the religious department sector. So it's churches and et cetera.
Yes.
So yeah.
So interesting, yeah?
It is very interesting. Because also it goes back into a lot of these work fields didn't exist at a period of time. So for instance, another website speaks about data scientists being the highest paying jobs.
Mm.
And in the last maybe 30 years, maybe 40, we'll spread it out there, data scientists were barely like getting paid.
Hmm.
And as we kind of go through the years, as the world develops, we have certain types of work that becomes most prized.
Mm.
So senior software engineers, investment bankers, executive officers, you know, the more these fields are kind of being utilized, the more that people are actually needing them. And back in the day, obviously, we know that once doctors and dentists, they put you on a chair, they hit you with a hammer, and they call it a day.
And then you say, you're suffering from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You have a headache, they drill a hole in your head to alleviate the pressure.
The hammer on your knee.
Yeah, I know. So it's interesting to see how not only the world has developed and therefore kind of directed where people invest their time in, right?
Yeah.
And the kind of work they seek out. And I think that's where we find a lot of the problem, is that people look for work on the basis of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget purpose and meaning behind it.
Very true.
And would you agree with that? Would you say that that is a factor that plays in decisions that people are making?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, to most of the people, it's all about the money.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know whether maybe it's because of how things are in the society.
Yeah.
Lack of employment, you know. So they rather settle for something that they know that they're going to have an income at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They rather than say, okay, you know what? I will be a cleaner because at the end of the day, I need money.
Yeah.
To some people, they would be very underestimating to say, I will never be a cleaner ever in my life, you know? And for other people, they, obviously, it's reasons behind other people end up saying I would be a cleaner simply because of the money, and then the other one would say, no, I'm not going to be a cleaner ever in my life, you know, I'd rather be something whatever, you know. And but yeah, I think at the end of the day, people have reasons why they end up doing, you know, whatever that they want to do at the end of the day. It could be about the money, it could be not about the money, I don't know.
Well, I guess that's like kind of the basis of the show. It's that,
you know,
because of a person's internal narrative, they make certain decisions.
Yeah. But here's the question here now.
Yeah.
What makes a job meaningful and why that matters?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
You know?
Yeah.
Why does it matter? What makes it meaningful? Is it because of the salary?
Mm.
Is it because of the purpose?
Yeah.
Is it because of the passionate? Is it because of the status?
Mm.
Is it because of the trending? Because, you know, some people, they would rather say, you know what, if human resources department or management positions are out there and they are the ones that you can get them easily, like,
yeah,
your data capturing, you know, is it because of that?
Mm.
Are you then going to find a simplest job that you can get?
Yeah.
You know?
I think it goes back to, are we only alive to make money to die?
Mm.
And, you know, there's a website that says, they're asking the question, what makes work meaningful?
Mm.
And basically they say that work provides many things over and above the monthly paycheck.
Mm.
Status and identity, community and social connection, doing tasks that we find stimulating, and the opportunity to make a positive contribution to society. All of these things make work feel meaningful. And it's interesting how basically all of them tie to the human beings interacting with each other. Because to have only done work, and I love how you mentioned, you know, with data capturing and stuff like that.
Mm.
In COVID period, a lot of people got into the fields of work that you could do at home.
Mm.
Does it mean that they necessarily enjoyed it? Maybe not. But they had the opportunity to maybe stay home with their family.
Mm.
They had more time to be able to teach their kids and you know, just be more present at home by doing work from home.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
When you first started working.
Oh, dear. I'm going to ask you the same question, okay?
That's fine. You know?
Yes.
But here's my question. A couple of months or maybe a couple of a year. How long now have you been working there?
Almost 3 years.
Say maybe a year or a couple of months
after.
Ne? Did you realize a change in your life or in yourself, like Beulah, your own personality or however way?
Yeah.
But did you realize there is a difference after you have gotten a job moving forward? Personally?
Yeah. Can I just clarify? So you're asking a difference in myself or in what manner?
In yourself.
In what manner?
Maybe how you used to tackle situations back then and how you are now getting used to tackle them going forward.
So for me, it's actually, this whole topic is very important to me, and I am very passionate about it because for most of my life I had no idea on what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it was a very internal struggle whereby I didn't want to do something for the sake of it.
Mm.
Now, many people don't always have the opportunity for that. But my struggle was mostly that if we're going to have to commit our lives to doing a certain thing, what is the most correct in every manner and every way, in honesty, in morality, in assistance to humanity? What is that choice that actually makes an impact, where we're not only living to survive, but we are, by surviving, by living, actually thriving, right?
Mm.
And when it came to me in this teaching position, right, starting off as a secretary, my main goal and my main aim was to be able to serve. Because if I am able to be of assistance in some way, if I can not only encourage those who have fallen, but be part of seeing someone improve whereby no one else had allowed them to do that or allowed them to think in a certain way to you know, equip themselves. If I wasn't able to do that, it was either, why should I even work for any purpose at all? So the change that has come about has been immense because I'm able to see how not only, you know, children in general are struggling with things from home, but they themselves don't know where they stand. And as a student before, having known the same position, it's a great privilege to be able to see that change also.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the changes that I've seen in myself, I've become more analytical and I've become more gracious. I understand people's faults a lot better because I can see that their shortcomings, they sometimes praise more than their strengths.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with your mindset is very much everything. So the whole environment, the whole setting has not only pushed me more forward in wanting to know what it is we're supposed to be doing, the reason behind our lives, but also teaching is not the most high-paying job. But what good is it sitting in a penthouse with no reason to live?
True.
And having to see other people existing with no reason to live.
Yeah.
So you have to weigh out, you know, as a matter of life and death, what are you willing to do?
Very true.
So I would like to ask you the same question, because I think you maybe experienced a similar thing working in HR.
I did. You know, it's so amazing how I never saw myself working in the HR, because then HR was the thing. Everybody who went to school or college, university, they want to study HR.
Really?
HR, HR, yeah.
For me, I mean, everyone wanted to be a doctor.
Is it? Maybe where I'm coming from, most of them, they want to be in HR.
Sure.
And I told myself that I don't want to be in HR, you know. I'm not keen in being in HR. I was actually fascinated by accounting and financials and everything, you know. So I wanted to see myself being in that department, in that streamline. But I happened to be in HR.
Yeah.
Okay, but I learned. It actually taught me a lot to deal more with humans, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not only about paper. It's not only about the certificate. It's not only about the degree or the diploma that you would have studied for.
Of course.
But it's more to it.
Yeah.
It's more emotions. It's more putting yourself into the other person's shoes and feeling their pain, you know. That's all human resources is all about.
Yeah.
But it actually made me to realize that how passionate I am with people, you know, and talking to them, advising them, you know. I'm not perfect. I also do my mistakes and everything, but it taught me how to deal with a person and get a better understanding of where they're coming from and understanding that we're different at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
For each and every person, they have their reasons why they do certain things, you know. When was it? I think it was last week, my brother asked me a question to say, what is your... what did he say? Ambitions, you know? Is there someone who is motivating you, like a motivational person who inspire you and everything?
Yeah.
And you know, my answer to him was like,
what?
I inspire myself.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
I inspire myself, because then I find it very difficult. It's okay for other people to inspire other people, because then it would be their choices.
Mm.
But for me, I take it as if like, now, what am I saying? Am I saying I want to be the same as Beulah? If Beulah is driving a Lamborghini, living, staying in a mansion or house or whatsoever, is that what I want? What about me? You know, what am I setting for myself?
Of course,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how it came to me. And then he ended up asking me, don't you see yourself living in a mansion? I'm like, no, I don't. A normal house for me will do.
Yeah.
And knowing exactly what am I going to do with the other part of the money, I know where I'd rather put it out there, or, you know, or something.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, okay. So I think I'm a little bit, he just thought maybe this child is very weird. But it's okay, you know, because that's me, you know. So at the end of the day, we do things, we end up doing jobs that we didn't want to do for a career or however way, but you begin to learn, you love it, you know. It's exactly what you just said, that being a teacher, I taught you a lot.
Yeah,
and
it teaches me more.
It teaches you more, and maybe it's something that you never thought that you would end up doing.
Of course.
But you learned to be passionate about it, you know, and teaching those children, you know, and to you it's something else.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's exactly the same.
I appreciate your response. I think that was definitely a mature way of dealing with a question like that, because isn't it everyone is supposedly supposed to be reaching out for the best car, the biggest houses?
Yeah.
The thing is, it doesn't relate to our lifestyle.
Exactly.
We don't need those things.
Yes.
We actually don't need to even aspire for them, because our purpose isn't aligned with that. What good is having a big house and no reason to live?
And then you don't have money. And then you
exactly.
only have, you're only staying alone in that mansion house.
Yeah.
Or maybe a family of two.
Yes.
Then what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the rest of
and
the other?
Sorry, and as they were saying on the website as well, it, you know, sometimes these things bring status.
Yeah.
But what good is status if it doesn't actually benefit your life?
You, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, so I really I really loved your response to that. And I think it is with every field of work. We can always maybe aspire to be like a certain person. I know personally, my teacher, my high school teacher, and even my grade, what is it, grade one teacher, they were they were my, my nursery teacher.
Yeah.
They were the beginnings of inspiring me because they had seen in us what we didn't see ourselves. Mm. And they were assisting us in the process of being refined. So for teaching, mostly it's about teaching kids to unlearn things that they thought.
True.
And to actually come into a new mindset of their capabilities, right?
Mm.
And I think that that's kind of something that you might also deal with in being able to assist people.
Mm.
You're having to see through their eyes, like you said, in order to assist them in their own problem.
Mm.
So we're kind of like soundboards where they can actually deal with things.
Actually.
So, no. So yeah. I
actually regard human resources as doctors because and part of the modules that you need to study psychology.
Yes.
You know?
Definitely.
So it does.
That is definitely
That's
true.
Very interesting.
Yes, I would definitely agree. I would definitely agree with that. So yeah, we're actually just going to go into our second song right now.
Please.
And then we will close up. So we hope you enjoy.
Cling to you.
Yes, meaningful work.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
So yeah, Buse, hey, at the end of the day, I think to me, everything that you do, it's meaningful, you know?
Yeah.
Whether you get paid for it, whether you don't get paid for it, to me, that's my opinion. For another person, it would be different, yes.
Sure.
But for me, everything that I do, it's meaningful to me, you know?
I see, yeah.
Because I go with the attitude to say I'm going to learn something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard it before, but you know the quote that says, if you enjoy your work, you never, you never work a day in your life. If you enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was the most cliche, non-existent thing. Like, you know, only people that know what they want to do with their lives know what that means.
No.
But actually, the thing is, if you understand that the time you have in a career or assisting people, whatever it is very, it's very short.
Yeah.
If you have the mindset to go into it with utmost enthusiasm,
yeah,
to take it as an opportunity as though you'd never have it again, you start to enjoy it because you see how meaningful it can be.
But you have to make that.
Exactly. It's about your mindset deciding to do that. Even if you're a street sweeper or a barista or a cashier, there's some kind of influence that you have on people. So you have to choose what kind of positive or negative influence it would be. And, she changed her facial expression. So I'm going to go over to her. What exactly happened there?
Let me ask you.
Yes.
It just triggered my mind, this question. Do you think that everybody has a career? Do you think everybody do think that I need to have a career?
I think that most people don't consider the time they're spending on work as part of their career. And therefore, they waste so much time wanting to be something else.
Yeah.
And they end up actually not enjoying it because their mindset was never correct for it.
Yeah.
Whether they were in the small or in the much.
Doesn't matter.
And I think that, you know, for me, that really changed my mind about things was, I told, you know, this parable, I often go back to it, is that if we are faithful in little, we will be faithful in much.
Mm.
And how the master had given the three people the same amount of money, and yet only two of them had invested it and grown it, right?
Mm.
The other was in a state of fear and a poverty mindset, so to say. And I think this is to say, in no matter what position you are, you are very much capable of not only enjoying your work by being a faithful steward, right?
Mm.
You have a certain amount of time with a certain type of work that you have. And it is up to you if you will be faithful in it, if you will do the best to your absolute capacity, and if you will actually influence people positively in the process. Because there's a position for all people, street sweepers, cashiers, lawyers, doctors, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we actually valued our position, we would understand that work isn't just an assignment for money, but it is part of our life that we're spending on a certain time whereby we are actually getting remuneration for.
I actually love how you put it, value. Okay?
Yeah, we have to value it.
If you value what you are doing, that speaks a lot.
It very much does. Mm. And it is something that we have to remind ourselves of. It's not a natural thing to just feel enthusiastic about doing the same thing every day. But like most of the websites have said, and I think for both of us, we can definitely say that the human interaction makes the most part of it meaningful. And when we're making an effort to make that positive, we actually see the benefits of it.
Very true.
So, yeah.
That's it. Huh. That was very interesting.
Very interesting indeed. Thank you so much for sharing, Dino. It was
a pleasure to speak with you. Always a pleasure.
I hope that the listeners are perhaps inspired in some way.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, any queries, any T's and C's apply, let us know on our social media platforms. So from us to you.
Yes, we'll see you next time.
Same place.
Same time.
Same time.
Same place.
Cheers.
Bye. Vision.
visions and dreams are the language of your spirit. The unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. I may not see it yet through the eyes of my flesh. I have conceived it through the power of faith. All things work together for my good. You work it out for my good. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my.
Part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.